Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today, I will be speaking with an employer from the great state of Michigan who is planning to expand the company's Work Camper program in 2022. Today's episode is sponsored by Work Camper News. With its diamond and platinum membership tools, Work Camper News is much more than just a job listing website. When you put the tools of this professional service into action, you'll find out just how easy it can be to turn your work camping dreams into reality. The one-year memberships open the door to a one-stop shop for all things work camping. Being the original source for work camping, you'll find the largest number of job listings, be able to connect with a community of work campers, and view resources compiled by experts who've been enjoying the RV lifestyle for many years. If you're serious about leading a successful and enjoyable work camping lifestyle, then a Diamond or Platinum membership is for you. You can even get started with a free 30-day trial by visiting www.workcamper.com/trial. Embark on a new adventure today with the support of Work Camper News behind you. Leah Moskowitz is the Work Groups and Housing Supervisor at Cherry Republic, a company that sells just about anything related to cherries, those delicious fruits Leah refers to as ruby red morsels of joy. The company is headquartered in Glen Arbor, Michigan, which is in the far northwest corner of Lower Michigan along the shores of Lake Michigan. It's one of the prettiest areas of the Midwest. Cherry Republic operates 6 retail stores throughout Michigan, but hires 10 work campers for a headquarters campus, which is also home to the packing and distribution center. Not only does the company sell cherries, but it also sells foods made with cherries, such as salsa, chocolate-covered cherries, gummies, candy, soda, barbecue sauce, jams, pies, and of course, cherry wine. Cherry Republic also staffs a public house restaurant in Glen Arbor. Work campers are typically utilized in the retail store, but also serve samples or full glasses of wine to guests. In the distribution center, they assemble and label products before packing them for shipping. The company has employed work campers for 3 years, but will be expanding the job opportunities next year to include working at a retail center in Traverse City. All work campers stay at nearby Indigo Bluffs RV Park and Resort, which is about 10 minutes from the Cherry Republic campus. The RV site is included in the compensation, and work campers also earn $10 per hour for every hour they work, which is generally 32 to 40 hours per week. The season starts in late April and continues through the end of October. To tell us how the work campers are instrumental in maintaining Cherry Republic's core values of life, liberty, beaches, and pie, please welcome Leah Moskowitz to the show. Thanks for joining me today, Leah. I really appreciate it. Tell me a little bit about what Cherry Republic is and the types of services that you provide.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Cherry Republic is a retail store that's based in Northern Michigan in Leelanau County, which is what we call the pinky of the Lower Peninsula of Michigan. And what's really cool about Cherry Republic is that we deal with all things related to cherry. So we make cherry salsa, we have chocolate covered cherries, gummies, candies, soda pops, anything, you know, edible, we pretty much have it in our stores. With that being said, we have 6 stores throughout the state of Michigan in Holland, Frankenmuth, Charlevoix, Traverse City, Glen Arbor, and Ann Arbor. Sorry about that. And Glen Arbor is our main campus, which where our work campers usually work when they do come to work for Cherry Republic. And we also have a packing and distribution facility located in Empire, which is about 10-ish minutes away from Glen Arbor. And then on top of having all of our retail stores and a packing facility, we also have a winery on our Glen Arbor campus where people can taste our wines. And then we also have the public house, which is where we integrate our products that we sell in the retail store and serve them in dishes at the public house, like For example, we do Cherry Republic barbecue spice rub. And over the summer, we put that on our ribs and barbecue chicken. So people can actually try the products in dishes that they could make at home.
That sounds like it'd be delicious.
It's really good. I have a bottle of the spice rub at home myself. And what's really fun at the public house is that they use the spice rub on French fries. And I go in at least once a week to get a basket of French fries because it's just that good.
That sounds very unique. I'll have to give that a try sometime. Do you make cherry pies too?
Yes, we do make cherry pies. We make them fresh in our distribution facility as well. And then we bake them day of at the public house and in the Glen Arbor store. And we have a couple different kinds of cherry pies. We have our original cherry pie, a cherry crumble, and then I also believe that there is a cherry blueberry mix as well every once in a while.
Cherry blueberry, that's an interesting combination.
But you know, the sweetness and the tartness of both the blueberries and the cherries, it really is a different taste, but it's actually my personal favorite out of all of the pies that we serve.
It sounds like there are a lot of jobs there that you need work campers for then. Are they working in the retail store as well as the distribution center?
Yeah, actually. So they mainly work in our retail store. So that's what we mainly need the work campers for. And when they work in the retail store, they also get cross-trained to work in the winery to help serve samples of wine to guests who want to do wine tasting or full glasses of wine. So, it just depends on, you know, what the work camper is interested in and what their skill set is. They can also work at the distribution center too, helping out with, helping put products together or putting labels on our products. So we do have a plethora of jobs available for them. It just depends on what they're interested in and what matches with their skill set.
How long have you been utilizing work campers?
This will be our third year. So we've had them for two full years. And then our third summer will begin this upcoming May with them.
Okay. Is there a benefit that the work campers provide to Cherry Republic that you can't get from your local market hires?
Yeah, actually, it's really nice to have work campers because they do provide their own housing. We rent spots at Indigo Bluffs for the entire season that we place our work campers in. And Indigo Bluffs is a really, really nice RV resort located about 10 minutes away from the Glen Arbor property in Empire, Michigan. And it has like a nice pool, a really nice bathhouses. And the work campers, you know, they are able to come stay for the summer and, you know, stay later into our color tour season as well. So we really utilize work campers from May to, you know, the end of October, which really helps us out because it's really hard sometimes to find people who are available for that entire season. And they also come, you know, usually as couples. So it's like, you know, getting two for one in a spot really. And that helps us immensely when it comes to staffing for the upcoming summer.
Now, are the work campers involved in harvesting the cherries?
No, we work with local farms around the area. So they do the harvesting for us and then they send the cherries on over. The work campers usually are in the retail store, in the winery, or in the distribution center working for us.
Okay. How many hours do they typically work each week?
It just depends on how busy it is. Northern Michigan is pretty big hotspot in regards to tourism in the summertime. So it really depends on, you know, how many people are in Glen Arbor or Traverse City in a given week, but we could expect them to work anywhere between 32 to 40 hours on average.
Okay. And these are all paid positions, right?
Correct. So the pay is $10 an hour in exchange for a free site for the entire season.
Okay. So 10 bucks plus a free campsite. Do they get to eat any cherries?
I'm sorry?
Do they get to eat any cherries?
Oh, yeah. We highly encourage people to try everything that we have for sale at our stores. So, you know, if we get a new package in, like, a shipment in, and you see something that you haven't tried before, you can just simply ask and we'll open a bag right up for you and you'll be able to sample them. And, you know, before COVID, unfortunately, we were able to put out samples of all of our products so everyone could try our products as they're walking around our stores, right? But unfortunately, with COVID, we had to unfortunately stop that. But You know, we're able to rip into packages and be able to, you know, sample them as much as you'd like, really. So that way, you know what you're selling and you're able to enjoy the ruby red morsels of joy that we try to promote so heavily.
Ruby red morsels of joy.
Yeah. It's my, one of my favorite sayings, especially when I give Cherry Republic products to friends and family. Like, here you go. Here's little red ruby morsels of joy. And hopefully they do bring you joy for the day. So it's our goal to spread the mission of cherries throughout the entire United States.
They are delicious. That's for sure. So how many work campers do you hire?
So we hire up to 10 work campers each season. So we have 5 spots. So it'd be 2 work campers per spot. So, and we are currently looking to expand our program. So we may even have more for the following summer.
Okay. Are you booked up for this summer? Or are you still looking for work campers?
We are booked up actually for this summer. So we're pretty much all set. And then, you know, we begin our recruiting season at the end of the summer. So we'll start talking about the following season in October this year.
Okay. And what kind of traits or qualifications are you looking for in a work camper?
Oh, gosh. Well, you could teach somebody how to, you know, enter in or scan products at the register, but we really are looking for personality, and we're looking for people that reflect our core values, which is life, liberty, beaches, and pie. So what that means is we're looking for fun, free-spirited people who would love to share the joy of Northern Michigan with the people who visit us and, you know, are willing to have fun, like, while they work. And, you know, they could expect to work hard, but, you know, on their days off, look forward to kayaking on the Crystal River or climbing the dune climb in the Sleeping Bear Dunes. So we really look for people who are just fun, loving, free-spirited, go-getters, self-driven, and, you know, really reflect the core values of life, liberty, beaches, and pie.
Life, liberty. There's another saying. That's great.
Mm-hmm. So it's great. We have a lot of sayings here.
Sure. So they don't need any retail experience as such?
It would be preferred if they did have some retail experience, but, you know, if they have other experiences, like, you know, just general customer service, then we'd be able to train them on, you know, our side of things when it comes to retail.
Okay. And so you announced that you'll begin recruiting in the fall after this season is over?
Correct.
Okay. And how do you usually acquire the work campers, or what's involved in the recruiting process?
So with the recruiting process, we usually get together around October, November, after all of our work campers leave for the season. And we assess how it went, what worked, what didn't work, what we can do better for the upcoming summer. And then we decide how many work campers we would like for the following summer. And so when we finally get, like, the okay to start hiring, we end up posting a banner on workcampernews.com that is a banner of pictures of Cherry Republic and everything, where they can click on and it will take them directly to our employment site. So that way they can fill out a pre-application. We also do a couple of hotline ads throughout the fall and winter season for people to see that Cherry Republic is hiring. And then they can also directly email me their resumes as well. And then we also advertise in Work Camper News magazine. So we have print ads as well out there. So there are a couple of different ways that work campers can, you know, access the ads for Cherry Republic. And then they can also just put in an application too on our website, cherryrepublic.com. And if they go to the employment site on the website, they would be able to fill out a pre-application and specify that they're interested in work camping.
Okay.
And then, let's see, I'm also trying to think. From there, we also go, once we have enough resumes in and enough interest, we'll then review the resumes. We'll ask people for at least 3 references, so that way we can, you know, check references. And from there, we'll schedule Zoom interviews, which usually include myself, my coworker, Kelly, who's the talent manager, and then Donna and Kim, who are the GM and assistant GM of the retail store in Glen Arbor.
Okay, so everything's done online?
Correct.
Okay, that makes it easy. And how long does it normally take for you to make that hiring decision?
It doesn't really take too long. The process from start to finish, Well, we started in November this past year, and we were able to get offer letters out by the first week of January. So it only takes a couple of months to recruit and hire and fill out all those positions.
Okay, that's fair enough. You had mentioned that you're looking to expand the work camping program next year.
Yes.
Is that just having more people doing the jobs you have now, or will you be looking for them to do other jobs?
Well, we would more people to do the jobs that we have now, but not just in our Glen Arbor store. We're hoping to acquire some campsites in Traverse City so that way people can work in our Traverse City store as well.
Okay. And these are full-time jobs, so 40 hours
a week?
Yes,
they are.
Okay. What can people do when they're not working in that area?
Oh, gosh. There is so much to do in Leelanau County and Traverse City. They can go hike the Sleeping Bear Dunes, where they have several trails throughout the lakeshore for people who just want an easy hike to extremely hard hikes. They also have, the Crystal River. People can go kayaking on the Crystal River on their days off. Leelanau County and Grand Traverse also have a plethora of wineries as well. So wine tasting is a really popular thing up here too that people enjoy doing on their days off. There's an amazing food culture up here too. There's a lot of restaurants that do farm to table and their menus are constantly changing because they partner with local farms up here to get their produce, right? So they can try out all of the restaurants that are in Leelanau County and Grand Traverse. During non-COVID, there's also a lot of festivals too, such as the Polish Festival in Cedar and then the Asparagus Festival in Empire. And we, of course, have the National Cherry Festival that will be taking place this year during July 4th weekend. So that is also a lot of fun, that people can experience as well. But really, this place is for people who love nature, love being outside, love getting involved with the local communities. There's farm markets. There's, a bunch of different hikes besides the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. So it really just depends on what, your interests are. But there's a bunch of things up here to do on your days off.
And I believe you're not too far away from Mackinac Island, which means...
No, we are not. I think it's about a 2.5-hour drive to the bridge from where we are located. So that can be a very easy day trip for somebody if they wanted to explore other parts of Michigan as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The Upper Peninsula, become an Uber for a while, or even head into Canada.
Yeah, yeah. they can go across to St. Ignace. They can go to Mackinac Island. Pictured Rocks is only about 4 hours away from here. And same with, Tasha wanted to say, Tequannanom Falls as well. That's only a 4-hour drive. So, that could be an easy weekend trip. We do try to give people the same days off and 2 days off in a row. So that way they are able to explore the benefits of the Northern Michigan.
That's neat. I believe there's also a ferry that shuttles people from Michigan over to Wisconsin.
There is. That is located, I believe, in Ludington.
It is.
Correct me if I'm wrong. But yes, there is a shuttle that goes from Lake Michigan on our side to Wisconsin as well, if they wanted to do an overnight trip to Wisconsin.
Okay. And how far are you from the big population centers like Detroit and Ann Arbor?
Grand Rapids, we're about 2.5 hours away. So that's a pretty easy drive. And then from Detroit, that's about a 4.5-hour drive, depending on which route you take.
So you are in northern Lower Michigan.
Yes, we are. So the very pinky of Michigan.
That's neat. What could a work camper do to really stand out among other applicants?
Personally, I think a work camper to stand out is, not only just sending me their resume, but including a nice little note, like stating who they are, what they're looking for. Maybe they did a little bit of research into Cherry Republic and, listed the core values or listed something they thought that was interesting on the website or from our catalogs and orchard reports that we also send out to people as well. So I think, doing a little bit of research on the company and, sending a note explaining why you would like to be a work camper with Cherry Republic would really stand out the most.
Okay. Is there one thing that you wish your work campers knew before they came to work for you?
I wish that they would know that we are a very touristy town in the summer. So expect for things to get really busy for the months of June, July, and August. And, you know, but expect to have fun while you're working with us as well. So, you know, we could get really, really busy, but, you know, we're all a team and we're able to support each other. And, you know, we make things fun. And our saying here is that everything is just cherries. You know, don't have to stress out about how busy it is, but, you know, do expect that there is going to be some work put into this job, but you should definitely have fun while you're working with us as well.
And you're really just cherries. So there's no other types of produce that you sell in your retail centers?
No, actually there isn't. Like sometimes we do blend produce together. Like for example, in the springtime, we have upside down pineapple cake jam. So it's basically cherries and pineapples mixed together. But we really do try to stick with just cherries.
Okay, so they're not selling pumpkins and apples is basically what I'm asking.
No, we're not. So okay. We may have pumpkins in the yard but during Halloween in October, but none for sale.
Okay, and the positions continue through October, which means that they will be in the most spectacular part of the country for leaves.
Yes. And so colors. The typical season runs from the second week of May to the third week of October. So leaf season, oh my gosh, it's absolutely spectacular. The colors start changing around September. So they'll be here for peak color tour. And, you know, if they have a couple of days off, I would definitely recommend going on the Tunnel of Trees tour, which is a stretch on M119 where they're able to drive through a canopy of trees in even northern, it's a little bit more north of us, but it's an amazing drive and the colors here are just so beautiful. Even when you're just driving around here in Glen Arbor or Leelanau County, the colors really do become so beautiful. It's picturesque almost.
Mm-hmm. What's the weather like during the summers up there?
In the summer? Oh my gosh, it's not terrible at all. It's, I would like to say it averages between 70 to 80 degrees in the summer. We do have a couple of heavy rainstorms that will take place throughout the summer, but nothing bad at all. I mean, we're not humid. We're not like Florida humid. It's not dry heat like Arizona or Las Vegas. So I think the temperatures are actually quite perfect up here during the summertime.
Wonderful. So where can people get more information about this opportunity?
Well, they can email me directly at leahm@cherrierepublic.com, or they can even go on our website too, to the employment page and fill out a pre-application and state that they're interested in being a work camper on the application as well. And also just keep an eye out for us on Work Camper News, where we post positions throughout the year.
Wonderful. Well, really, thank you for taking time to talk to us about these jobs. It sounds like it'd be a fun place to work in the summer.
Yeah, of course. It's a really great place. You know, we whistle while we work and we have so much fun, you know, bringing cherries to everybody who comes and visits our property. So we're really looking forward to this upcoming summer.
I'd like to thank Leah Moskowitz for taking time to talk to us about the work camping opportunities available in 2022 at Cherry Republic. It sounds like a fun opportunity for free-spirited people who are self-driven go-getters and who would love to share the joys of Northern Michigan with others. The company will begin recruiting for the 2022 season this October. Retail experience is helpful, but not required. Leah prefers hiring people who like to have fun helping other people have fun on their vacations. Work campers will work hard, but they'll have plenty of opportunity to play hard too. Kayaking along the Crystal River is a favorite activity, as is playing along the dunes, where people can enjoy short, easy walks along the beach or more challenging day hikes. Michigan Highway 119 is one of the prettiest drives in America as it follows the Lake Michigan shoreline along a 16-mile scenic road through what is called the Tunnel of Trees. It's a great route for biking, too. There are dozens of wineries scattered throughout that region of Michigan, as well as a number of farmers' markets. Many local restaurants serve fresh, farm-to-table food, with menus changing throughout the season as produce is harvested. The National Cherry Festival takes place around Independence Day in Traverse City, and the annual film festival starts a few weeks later. Historic Mackinac Island is only 3 hours away and requires driving across the famous Mackinac Bridge, a 5-mile suspended bridge that is the fifth largest of its kind in the world.
From there, Sault Ste. Marie is only an hour further north, which is a point of entry to Ontario, Canada. I really like Leah's advice on how work campers can stand out with their applications. They do that by doing a little research on Cherry Republic. Then, when submitting a resume, they include a note describing something they found interesting from the company's website, catalogs, or the Orchard reports. Then they use that information to explain why they want to work for the company. People can apply for a job by visiting www.cherryrepublic.com. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey, a new online course and community produced by WorkCamper News. Life is way too short to keep your dreams on hold, so don't be held back by fear because you were designed for more. Get started in the RV lifestyle the right way with this comprehensive guide. For just $29.95 for 90 days of access, Dreamers have unlimited viewing of 50-plus videos to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, setting up a domicile, operating a small business on the road, plus all about work camping and how to find the right job for you. Each video is 30 to 90 minutes long, giving an in-depth coverage on each topic. There's no wrong time to get started, so for more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. That's all I have for this week's show. I have a couple of options for next week, so be sure to tune in for the next episode of The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.